Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We didn't talk about this for weeks, BT. I know it's been a conversation, but for whatever reason, we've just been too busy, haven't gotten to it, but now's the perfect time. The tush push needs to be banned. It's just not good for the sport. It's not that I think that it's because it favors the Eagles. I don't care about that. It's just stupid to me to have that be a play in the league. You want to have a team run a play. That's not running a play, and there is a cheating element to that. You could see the offensive line, the guards jumping.
That's early start.
It can't be stopped. It's no fun. It's just cheap for me. That's why I think I would have it banned from the league. Not because it's the Eagles. Mm-hmm. If anybody were doing this, I would say that it should be banned from the league. I don't think there's any place for the tush.
I don't mind it, but I'm with you on the first part about the early starts. It's an advantage on the offense. So you've got to find a way to mitigate that. Like, to me, in a lot of ways, you know what they're going to do. So if I know you're going to throw a fastball, I'm going to prepare for a fastball.
But it can't be stopped.
But it could, or you'll have a better chance to stop it if you don't let the guard get the early start, and now all of a sudden it's more of an even playing field. Like, you got to throw flags on the false starts. And Boomer was saying this. I agree. I think that that's an important part of it. Now, if you can't stop it, that's on you.
Yeah, but if the guys are leaving early, false start, then that's...
But that's where I'm with you. And I don't know if you can get that balance because it's like a... It's a half a tick. You got to be on point. You know what it was? Jastrzemski, JJ tweeted something last night. Boomer referenced it. And what JJ said, because it is so fast and in real time, it's very hard to identify if it's a false start. So it is unfair as of now. I'm with you there. But if you can challenge the early start portion of it, then I'm fully on board with it. Because then you know what's coming. Stop me.
How about just the sheer entertainment value of it? Nobody wants to watch that. And I saw Dave Portnoy tweet this, and I agree 100% with him. Come on, I want to see them have to run a play. Not line up and tush push for three straight plays. And that's why I just want to emphasize that it's not a Philadelphia thing, because I know everybody in New York hates Philly. We get it. But that has nothing to do with this. For me, it's an entertainment thing. When I'm watching a football game, I want to see a team, especially down around the goal line or fourth and one, the drama that's building. You get into it. Oh, what are they going to do? Fourth and one, they're going for it. Not, oh, they're going to line up and have each other push their rear ends into the line. And the guards are like, that's stupid football. And they did it for three straight plays. Like, that's not football.
But there would be more drama if the offense didn't get it. That's funny. If the offense didn't get a head start, you know, so then there would be more drama, right? And then I would be like, okay, let's get both jumbo formations in here. You want to push somebody's ass in the end zone, I'm going to try to push your chest backwards. Let's see who wins.
So yesterday in the game, Scottaboo was trying to cross the goal line, and they tried to whistle him before he passed the goal line, but he was in that situation. It was no tush push. He was just running through defenders, and they tried to kill the play.
I thought that was premature.
Yeah,
I agree with
but
that.
But that's the point. That they do that all all the time. Why not give the running back, if you're going to allow the tush push, why would you not allow a running back who's that strong and can push through defenders? Why don't you let him
finish the
play?
You're talking about the touchdown that they called not a touchdown at first?
They originally called it not a touchdown, then they reversed it, but they were trying to take it away. Call.
They usually do, Hoff. We've seen with good teams, bad teams, where you see the extension. I don't know if like the last couple of years, I think last 3-4 years, like that extension, that push, and like the lineman will pop in and like it'll still be going. Like I know you guys know this. Like once forward progress is clearly stopped, which is a little subjective, so it's not always going to be perfect. I get the inconsistency, but I think you're right about that one last night. That was unfair. They missed that.
But I just thought it was a bad call. The tush push itself, like, is that an entertaining play?
To me, it's not.
Okay, but
go ahead.
I'm saying that's kind of the point. No, it is supposed to be for entertainment. Like,
well, no. It's supposed to be for effectiveness.
No, the sport I'm talking about, the NFL. Like, we watch it for entertainment.
Yeah, but they play it to win.
Yeah, I understand.
So if you can't stop me, I don't care if it's not entertaining at all. I'm going to keep doing
it. Okay, but rules have been changed in the NFL before. Not to make this sport more entertaining, not because, well, teams are succeeding and that's what it's about. No, the sport now lends itself to being more entertaining. They want more offense in the game. That is not an entertaining play. I mean, it's boring. Nobody wants to see it. It's cheap. It is cheap. Not only are they cheating on the play, they're pushing each other's asses over the line. Like, come on, nobody wants to see it. I'm sorry.
Let me ask you this. What is the baseball equivalent? Would it have been the shift?
I didn't like that either.
Yeah, no, I'm just trying to figure out, you know, I don't think there's really anything in the NBA. Maybe flopping, you know, you want to go back to that. But this is unique because I get it. It is a boring play. Yeah. It really is. And I do think it's unfair. So I'm partially with you. But it's still, if you think about the essence of the play, I don't think there's anything more core value than that when you think about what football's about. Sheer girth, sheer power, sheer will. Me going forward, you trying to prevent
me. But let me ask you something. Why can't then players try to block a kick by using another player as leverage?
To jump over.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, it's the same thing.
Probably a safety thing.
You're touching.
Safety.
I don't think that it's safety. I think that it's more like it's kind of a cheap thing. You can't launch off of another player's rear end to get higher and block a kick.
Well, I don't think they want people with cleats stepping on somebody's back or somebody's neck. So I think it's a little bit derived from safety. I wouldn't mind if you let them do that.
Well, I mean, but then you could get to a point where you could draw up a play where you just go, hey, just jump on this guy's back. And you
can
stand up there
and fling you up in the air.
But why then like should it be okay? Like, I'm fine with QB sneaks.
Yeah.
I'm fine with halfback dives. Why, though, does it need to be that the guys behind you can push you as a player? You shouldn't be able to use a player as leverage in any way. Like, it should just be a rule.
You know, it's funny because here I am for the most part disagreeing. And I've watched it and I've thought the same thing a lot. I mean, that's why I say I'm partially with you. I have. Like, I'd rather see a screen pass and get a couple of receivers out there, make somebody miss in the open field, quarterback, you know, a gadget, whatever.
Whatever.
I get it's more football. But the thought about, and maybe it's because of what I heard Boomer say, it is interesting. Like, as long as it's reset and it's more fair. I do think, now those are two different discussions. Would it still be boring? I guess in your eyes it would be. I get that. But would it be unstoppable? Well, then I think that that's where it changes. And maybe not for everybody, but if you start to see the defense winning rather than always losing, well, maybe the offense stops doing it.
Yeah. Well, maybe there's something cheap about it if it can't be stopped. Well, then, and then you see, I didn't even realize in the history of this play, like, that the guards were jumping early.
Yeah, they're moving.
So, but we saw it flat out last night. It's what made Dable lose his mind. Either way, I just don't think it's good for football. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. The BT and Sal Show on the Fan, presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Giants. Glenn is calling from Clifton, New Jersey. What's up, Glenn? Glenn,
what's happening, buddy?
Jay is calling from Hoboken, New Jersey. Jay?
Hey, how we doing?
Good, Jay.
We're talking tush-push. BT said, like, what's the baseball equivalent?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's playing small ball. I think it's bunting. And if the other team can't defend your bunt or can't, you know, mess around with you on the bases, then you're going to take advantage of it. Mm-hmm. How do you get somebody to back off the plate or not bunt?
It's a horrible analogy.
It's not. Yeah, it is. It'd be throw it at their head. No, and then listen. No. If you're lying, like, let me get this point out.
No, Jay, I will. I'll let you get the point out. Okay. It'd be the equivalent of having the guy in the on-deck circle come up, put his hands on the bat, and then put down a bunt. That's the equivalent.
I'm saying from the pitcher's standpoint, if you don't want somebody to bunt, you throw it at their head. If you don't want somebody to go run the tush push on the goal line when there's no repercussions for jumping off sides, you have your entire defensive line jump off sides and run through the lineman's face.
Yeah, and by the way, Jay, when you're doing that, get a little cheap shot while you're at it. Hey, you want to keep doing it, I'll jump off sides and I'll bang with an elbow in the ribs.
They're jumping false start every play, too. Yep. So if they go and run through their heads, I don't think the linemen want to line up for it every time. They started this in Washington last year, and then they were going to say they're going to give them a penalty. Give them a penalty. They're running the same play anyway. It's unstoppable because they're jumping a false start every time.
But Jay, here's the thing. I got a good call, Jay. Thank you. And I'm kind of with you. The only thing is, it does feel like very antiquated. Like it feels very anti-modern NFL. Now, most of the rules changes have been for safety, but also the rule changes have been for offense. Open things up,
right.
Get some more points on the board. I feel like, you know, just the sheer looking at this again here. They're debating this, I guess, on TV as well. It's a debatable point, understood. But it doesn't feel like it fits in 2025.
It's just not a fun football play. That's it. End of story. Nobody wants to see that sitting there watching it. We could argue whether it's legal, should be legal, what you could do to combat it. It's not a fun football play. It's cheap. It is cheap. And they line up and use other players. Then let's just, on kicks, I'd rather see somebody leapfrog into the air 12 feet and block a kick. That would be more fun to me then. Then have that. If it's legal to push somebody else's ass or use that as leverage, then let's make it all legal. I just don't like to play. I think it's stupid. I think it's cheap. I don't think it's entertaining.
See, I don't use the word cheap because I'll tell you what I think is cheap. You throw a ball 45 yards on a fly downfield. There's a little both ways, you know, hand combat. Mm. And then here's the penalty, and you get all 45 yards.
Agreed.
I mean? Like so to me, that's why I like the way college does it more. It's just too punitive to me. Like that.
Problem is, how do you fix that?
I don't know because it's subjective. Subjective trying to see what the guard is doing if he's getting a tick start.
If there is a 50-yard penalty, a legit one, you can't just make it 25 yards because then defenders would be doing it all over.
It would be a preventative measure. Yeah, I mean, listen, it's a weird chapter. And a few teams, I don't know which ones, maybe the Raiders have voted against it. Maybe even the Pats. I don't know.
There's
been a couple teams have voted against
it. Yeah, my initial thought on this years ago, because it's been going on for years, my initial thought was, hey, you can't stop it, tough.
Yep.
Or let other teams do it. But it's just not entertaining. And they've been doing it for years. I don't know.
Why wouldn't the Rules Committee, and I don't know enough about the Rules Committee to even get in the weeds on this. I guess I'm just asking a question that maybe both of us don't know the answer to. I think most teams would probably feel more like you do, right? Why not vote against it?
Just vote it out. I'm surprised that it is lasted.
I don't mind
long.
It, but if people don't like, vote it out. You got to vote.
You know, and by the way, like QB sneaks are still the thing. Like that's the equivalent. You just can't push the quarterback from behind. Am I going to say it again? Push his ass.
I'll probably laugh again.
Carl is in Wayne. What's up, Carl?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Yep. Love the show. Real quick note, new era for the Giants. Let's go blue. Turn the page. We're off. But I have two notes in regard to this tush-push crap and something else. One, once upon a time, I didn't even think you could push the running back over. I thought that was all illegal. Mm-hmm. I don't even remember when this push the guy, regardless of who it is, across the line came back. I think eradicate the whole thing. And I don't know why we're saying a penalty is okay. Call this penalty. And I'll let you mull over that. And another thing, you guys were talking about it a couple weeks ago, this whole kicker, the little dweeb coming out, ending the game from 70 yards. I got a solution for this.
Okay.
Make the goalpost the size of tuning forks. Love the show, guys.
Thank you.
Keep going.
That's
Let's cool. go
Thank
blue.
You, Carl.
PC, sorry, awesome. Yankees got rid of us, and have a good one. I'll listen.
Thanks, right, thank dude. You. Love it, Carl. You know,
did we talk about that? Shortening the goalpost?
We did. Right. We did. Yeah, so just bringing them tighter. Yeah.
Something's got to change. You can't, I mean,
it's too easy. He can't have this much influence where, and again, I remember saying, like, you know, there's a 160-pound dweeb, although they're actually pretty jacked at this point. It's like the old days. But, you know, trotting out after you bang helmets for 59 minutes and 17 seconds, and some little dork is running out there, and he hits one from 64, and he influences the entire outcome of the game. If you make that a little tighter, and I mean maybe 5 yards, something radical, 5 yards on each, even 2.5 on each side, and now it's 5.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
5 feet tighter in terms of width? All right, it's going to be tougher.
And it's going to make, there's going to be more drama. There's going to be more decision making.
That's the thing, that the decision making will change.
It makes the sport more entertaining and better as opposed to, hey, let's just get the ball. Now teams are starting at the 40, for goodness sake. Hey, let's just throw a 10-yard pass here. We'll kick a game-tying field goal in 30 seconds into overtime. Like, it's ridiculous. 60-yarders are chip shots now all of a sudden. So I do think that it would make the game better, more entertaining. And just really shorten it, though, not just by a couple of feet. Wilson's calling from Roxbury, New Jersey. What's up, Wilson?
Hey, Sal VT, how are you?
Good. What's up, Wilson?
Hey, listen. The Giants winning last night is the worst thing for the Giants, and I tell you why. A lot of Giants fans like me, we don't believe in this head coach, and we don't believe in this general manager. And you know that no franchise is going to let a head coach and a general manager play out the last year of the contract. It's suicide. You're not going to get any free agents, and the players are not going to respect the head coach. Mm-hmm. Now, what do you do? What do you do? Are you going to get my extension, Sal, in MVP? Are you guys getting
today? Not today.
There's no need to make that decision right now. Can we see it play out?
How many games they have to win, Sal, before you make a decision?
I don't think it's about a number, Wilson, on wins. I think you need to see what we've seen here in the last 3 weeks the rest of the way, the majority of the time. If you see that, I don't care how many games they win, I'm bringing it back.
That's the problem. See, they win 6 games, and John Mara's going to say, well, I know it's not the best thing, but I see a future. And next year, we start 1-3 again, and then what happens?
Well, so what if you start 3-1 next year?
I don't know what to do.
Yeah, but hold on.
What?
Well, what if you start 3-1? I mean, you're making a lot of assumptions here. Number one, you're assuming
BT, do you believe in this head coach and his general manager today? Yes or no?
No.
But
there's nuance there, and this is where it's tricky. Up until really kind of last night, the answer was no. And I'm not fully at yes. It's not a complete flip-flop here, but at least there's a little more tolerance to at least have the discussion and let things play out, which I didn't even want a part of before really, you know, maybe the first game against, you know, when they beat the Chargers. I'm like, okay, let me at least see a little bit. But I'm with Sal in this regard. I think to attach a definitive win total is ridiculous. You know, you've got to see, because you could have 2 or 3 injuries on defense, knock on wood, hopefully you don't, but you could, right? And or Thomas or whatever, and other pieces go down, but Dort could play great. The Giants could still show a lot of progress, and that relationship with the head coach and the quarterback is undeniably palpable, and you'll win 5 games. You're not going to fire him? How stupid would you be for that?
My first thing was that I needed to see that this type of performance was possible. Check. We have now seen that pretty much for 3 straight games. Even, like I said, with the loss for the Saints. You're looking at if you look at the result of that game, it's bad. If you actually watch the game, you're saying, well, they're not going to turn the ball over 5 times, and that's what happens with rookie players sometimes. So I kind of let that go. If you're evaluating this general manager and head coach, whether you believe in them or not, you're evaluating them right now with this team, with this quarterback and this roster, the rest of the way.
Mm-hmm.
So you could ask what BT thinks, what I think, or you could have your opinion right now. It's not definitive right now. We're still evaluating what they could do with Jackson Dart. If you look at Shane and Dable's record overall, yeah, it hasn't been good enough. But if you eliminate the prior 3 seasons and just say, well, this is the first time that they've had their quarterback and really the first time that Shane's had his full input on the roster, meaning that, you know, by year 4 here, there's enough turnover where it's his guys, mm-hmm. but see them develop, then I think that you need to just evaluate and see what happens the rest of the year, not just on wins or losses. You could win a game, but maybe you play like crap and certain things are awful. And then what? Like, Ben McAdoo has won how many games the year that they went to the postseason in 2015? And it was all about the defense. And McAdoo was an offensive guy, and it was all about the defense. So was it, were you evaluating him on the wins or getting there? Or were you looking at the bigger picture? For me, I was like, man, this ain't it. They're getting bailed out by Odell Beckham Jr. making one big play each week and the defense being stars. So forget just evaluating on wins and losses. That could be fool's gold at times.
Actually, it may have been 11. I've got a double.
Yeah, I think it was 11-5,
right?
Yeah.
That's when they lost to Green Bay, yes, right? When they came out dropping every pass off the boat in Miami. Yeah. All right, so here's the deal, guys. Everybody from a Giants perspective has been so angry, and rightfully so, for so long. And when you're angry, you generally ignore some nuance. And to insert a little here in defense of Shane, who I have not really defended a ton, it's not like the Giants were humming for 10 years, had a little step back, and he had to just kind of tweak the roster. The Giants, now I'll use the word ass, have been ass forever. Plain English, man. They've been that bad. So it's going to take multiple years and multiple drafts to build up and stockpile some talent. And I know you don't want to really hear that in the moment, whether it's last year, the year before, losing at home, 40-0 to Dallas, getting harpooned every day on the radio, all the stuff that just inflames the negativity. And again, rightfully so. But if you do step back and look at the quarterback and the head coach dynamic now, look at elements of the defense and look at the possibilities and evaluate this maybe more open-minded week to week, it could change. It could really change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.